This is Second Look, only on 103.3 WZND. Here to take a second look at the stories the WZND Newsroom has covered this week. Investigative reporting from the award-winning WZND News Team, here for you. Unbiased, engaging, and comprehensive. Second Look starts now.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Second Look, the show where we take an in-depth second look at last week's stories. I'm Joey Delahunty.
I'm Luke Biondi, and today we'll be looking at the Normal Town Council, a new program in town for teenagers, and a check-in on local sports. It's the beginning of a new year, and the Normal Town Council is making plans for 2025. Construction, housing, and infrastructure are all big concerns. WZND's Bella Morello sat down with Assistant City Manager Brian Day to discuss the town's priorities.
What are, like, some of the key initiatives or projects that the council is focusing on for 2025?
So in terms of our projects in general, we've got a lot of our continuing reoccurring projects, street resurfacing, putting a significant amount into street resurfacing, pothole repairs. West College Avenue, we're redoing that in corridor between Rivian and west part of College Avenue. Also, yeah, we're also continuing to do a lot of maintenance in our water and sewer departments with additional lines.
Okay, yeah. And then are there any, like, specific pressing issues at the moment that the council is working on? Maybe social issues or more, like, other than the ones you've mentioned?
Yeah, we're continuing a lot of the same stuff we saw in the last year. Housing continues to be a pressing need in the community, so we're looking at all of our options to encourage more housing within the community.
Yeah, definitely. And looking at, I know the council met on Tuesday. I don't know if you would know anything about it, but do you know what was discussed at the council meeting on Tuesday?
So that was the council discussed the draft budget. So we do our budget once a year. Our fiscal year starts April 1st. So in March, they'll come in with the final version of the budget. So this was the original or initial draft of that budget, just so council has an idea of what's in it, what the spending priorities are.
Yeah. And are there any other, like, budget or financial things that the council is working on currently that the public should know about?
So we're still working on the budget. So we got, after the budget discussion, we're going back. We're shoring up numbers on the budget, so that'll come back in March for passage.
And then kind of looking further ahead, what would be, like, the council's long-term vision for Normal?
The big thing that we're doing that is, again, a continuing project, like I said, housing is a big issue. That's going to take a lot of effort over the next year or two. Economic development, so getting new companies to come here, retaining the ones we've got. We're looking at how we're expanding borders, what kind of infrastructure we might need in order for other companies to come in.
Getting more into, I guess, the details of it, would you by any chance know, like, kind of what exactly the council is doing to help with the housing crisis at the moment?
Basically, we're looking at, we're evaluating proposals. So they've approved a number of potential developments already. Those haven't gotten off the ground for a number of reasons. Many of them haven't, a couple of them have, but some of them have stalled out for a number of reasons, mostly due to, the national economy. Interest rates are really high right now, which makes it hard for them to borrow for their construction loans. And cost of materials is high right now. So a lot of the housing projects that we started are approved for future use, haven't completed yet, or many of them haven't been started yet. So we're looking at ways that the town can work with the developers to make those projects more feasible.
And then would you know when the next council meeting would be?
Next council meeting is February 3rd.
Okay. And then do you by any chance know what will be discussed? What, like, is them?
We don't have that agenda set yet.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Is there any idea of what, like, needs to be discussed, or is it just completely up in the works?
It'll be just a function of what contracts are ready to go or what issues arise. The agenda comes out Thursday before Friday before, so the agenda for that meeting will come out on the 31st. It'll get published.
Okay, yeah. And then is there any other, like, initiatives, projects, anything that the council is working on that, like, you would like to mention that we haven't already covered?
We've got there's just a whole bunch of stuff that they're going to be working on over the next year. In the immediate short term, before April 1st, will be mostly budget issues that we're looking at and making sure that the budget's prepared for our next fiscal year.
So one of the interesting things I heard City Manager Day say in that clip is that the housing crisis that Blono is suffering from is part of a broader, like, national economic trend. And I just wanted to call attention to that because I definitely think that's true. But I also wanted to explain that the housing shortage at Bloomington Normal is much worse than the average national trend. So, Joe, do you know the app or website like Zillow for home buying?
Yes, I know of it.
So they have like a research department. So they like, since they are a huge database of like home prices, rent prices. So they collected about from all the metropolitan areas in Illinois, Chicago, Peoria, Springfield, Champaign, Decatur. They collected all of them, and Bloomington Normal is the metropolitan area where a house sits on the market the least amount of time. So when a house goes for sale in Bloomington Normal, it's only on the market for an average of 7 or 9 days. It's just hard to find a house here. Supply much exceeds demand. And one of the recommendations that Bella talked about in that clip and Day alluded towards was infill development, you know, replacing single family housing lots with maybe multi-unit condo buildings or three flats or six flats or something like that. So I just wanted to ask, are there any parts of the Bloomington Normal area that you see are in severe need of this infill development, of denser residential development?
I think Bloomington Normal could definitely use denser residential development, right? I mean, there's both Illinois State and Illinois Wesleyan bring in a lot of people who rotate in and out of this town really quickly, which I think contributes to making it really hard to find a place, and contributes to the fact that there can be so much housing held by like 3 to 4 renting companies.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not really, because it's all just college kids without much sway on anything. So I think, and then of course also back in November of 2024, Bloomington was doing the moratorium on Airbnbs and other short-term rentals, which is sort of another angle of the same problem, is housing being held by Airbnbs and similar things, which is another national problem.
Mm-hmm. So I think what we're seeing here is the convergence of both over-regulation and under-regulation. Over-regulation in the sense that a lot of Normal and Bloomington's municipal zoning codes are very strict and only allow for single-family homes to be built in the majority of neighborhoods. But under-regulation, and like you said, they're just letting these realty companies get away with almost anything.
Right. Yeah, it's an interesting issue. I'm interested to see how the Normal Town Council will deal with it going forward. Up next, the She Said Project is an interactive program for teenage girls focused on developing creative skills like writing and live performance. Starting in Champaign, it recently made its way to Bloomington Normal. Gigi Escobeda from the newsroom spoke to National Director Jeanette Jerzik about the purpose of the program.
A little bit of background that I already know about this event is that it is a like empowerment event for local teens in the Bloomington Normal area. And I just wanted to ask, when did talk of this program kind of start? Or was there something specific that made this conversation happen to spread word of this program being started?
So that's what Teens Say is, our 3-day empowerment program for teen girls. And it is a program that was inspired by That's What She Said, which is an annual storytelling event that empowers women in the community. And both of those programs are under the She Said Project. And the She Said Project was born in Champaign-Urbana in 2013. And the very first event was That's What She Said. And then several years into producing this event and getting to work with women sharing their stories, we started having discussions about how powerful it is when we create a safe space for women to be vulnerable and share some, you know, some truth about some really hard topics, and how incredible it could be if we could create that same opportunity for teen girls. specifically during this time when they're getting a lot of messaging about who they're supposed to be. And there's all these messages coming at them that start formulating these negative self-limiting beliefs in their subconscious. And we thought, what if we could get to these girls, you know, before all of that solidifies and show them how amazing they really are. And so we developed a 3-day curriculum. So my background is in theater, and I worked with a friend whose background is in education, and we created a curriculum that utilizes theater, improv games, some confidence building exercises, some creative writing exercises. And over the course of the 3 days, these girls will find a personal story from their life's experience that they want to develop and work on, and they'll write it out. And then they get to rehearse with coaching and mentorship, sharing their story out loud. And at the end of the 3-day weekend, they stand on a stage in front of a live audience, loud and proud, and share their stories. And we're teaching them public speaking skills. We're teaching them communication skills. We're teaching them confidence that they can take out into the world that I think is going to benefit them for, you know, a very long time.
What made you want to start the program in the Bloomington Normal area? Did you see something that kind of like struck an interest with you to do one here? Or did you feel kind of that, you know, you felt like you had to expand this program into other areas?
Champaign-Urbana, similar to Bloomington Normal, is kind of an isolated college town. You know, we're not part of the bigger metro areas of Chicago or St. Louis. You know, we're kind of on our own down here. And I watched how the community embraced both That's What She Said and That's What Teens Say here in Champaign-Urbana. And I also witnessed the impact that these programs had on the women in our community, and very quickly realized that, you know, we wanted this to be available to more women in more communities. And Bloomington Normal was a natural next step since it's our, you know, our closest neighbor. And so I spent a lot of time meeting with women and having coffee dates, getting to know the different organizations in the community and the work that they do. So I'm trying to think of the best way to word this. I have absolutely fallen in love with the Bloomington Normal community. I have met just the most incredible women. I felt a beautiful network. I have felt so welcomed and supported and loved. And so these programs, we've been able to have an impact on the women and the teen girls because the community was so open to them. And what we did is we found a partner on the ground. We are working with FCRC, which is the Family Community Resource Center, which is a local nonprofit who wanted to see That's What Teens Say run on a regular basis because it is in alignment with their mission of helping families and helping teens thrive. So last year and this year, the She Said Project partnered with FCRC to bring the teen program alive. So That's What Teens Say. You know, it takes a village to build a program like this, you know, in any community. But I wanted to make sure that these two programs would still have the same impact in a different community than Champaign. And I'm so glad to say that they did. And now they're both growing. That's What She Said is in 15 communities in 2025. And the teen program is currently in 4 communities. But it is a turnkey 3-day curriculum that is designed for organizations that are looking for quality teen programming that want to bring this 3-day workshop to their community. So I am actually always looking for people who are interested in taking this other places, because I know that I personally can't do it all, but I do have a licensing program and a training program to get producers and facilitators to help me expand these programs.
Yeah, that's really amazing. I love that, you know, we've been able to expand this great event from like another college town that's not too close to Chicago, like Champaign, and over to the Bloomington Normal area.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities between the two communities, for sure.
Yeah. How have past years you've held this program influence maybe some changes that you've made like along the way?
Well, the way the curriculum is designed, from Friday evening until Sunday afternoon, there's some exercises and activities that are kind of in every single weekend. And we haven't had to change the core curriculum very much because it's extremely effective and works very well. But within the curriculum, there's a little bit of freedom for the facilitator or the producers of the program to customize it. For example, every time we run the program, we invite a guest speaker or two to come and meet with the girls. Sometimes it's someone, you know, in the field of mental health. Sometimes it's nutrition or fitness specialist. And we create a space where these girls can get exposed to some other expertise besides what we're teaching. So we can talk about mental health from a professional. We can talk about fitness and nutrition and things like that. So the curriculum has its kind of core activities, and then every weekend is different because, first of all, it's a different group of teen girls, and so there's different energy and different ideas and different stories. And then we bring in a guest speaker or two, and then the facilitators themselves are always different. We welcome, you know, volunteers from the community. And so each weekend is very unique in the energy and the takeaways that these teens get from the guest speakers. but every weekend ends with this very intimate but powerful performance where these girls stand on stage, some of them doing something like this for the very first time, where they are stepping outside their comfort zone. You know, they are being very vulnerable, but empowered, to stand there and do it anyway. And our whole concept is celebrating women and teen girls for exactly who they already are. They don't need to change. They don't need to be, they just need to own their own unique and beautiful voice. And we give them a space to do that. And when they get this feedback from a live audience where, you know, the first time they laugh at something they say or clap at something they say, that you can see the energy shift in these girls on stage when there's people applauding for them for just sharing a little piece of who they are. It's a feeling that they take away that I think is going to help them go out into the world, you know, whether it's they have to go do a presentation in class or they need to go into an interview for college applications. You know, if they can get this experience early on in a safe and nurturing environment, it's going to make it a lot more comfortable the next time they have to do something similar out in the real world.
The She Said Project has been in action since 2013 and intends to continue expanding. Well, I'm really glad to see a program like this in the community trying to boost overall literacy, especially at such formative years in your intellectual development. Joey, the question I have for you is, what are some of the unsung benefits some of these participants may get from reading this much?
Right. It's a reading thing. It's a writing thing. It's a live performance thing. And I think the benefit of this type of program is really like, it's easy to feel like as an adult, like there are people who are artists and there are people who are not artists, right? That's sort of the way we tend to think about it. But I much prefer, and I feel like this type of program sort of creates the mindset that art is something you do as a person, right? It's just a thing that people do, and it's about expressing yourself. And I feel like that's a really good thing to teach to young people, young women in particular, you know, with all they'll have to face. And the other thing that I find really interesting about this program is I feel like it's easy to feel powerless. There's a lot of, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, there's a lot of things to worry about right now. And I don't know, it's nice to see someone just being like, there is something good that I can see I can do and that I want to do, and I'm going to do it. And obviously that first action was taken way back in 2013, and it's nice to see.
Yeah. Very glad to hear that this program is growing and continuing to provide assistance. We are going to take a quick break here on 103.3 WZND, but we've got some great stories you don't want to miss.
On 103.3 WZND.
Welcome back to Second Look on WZND. In case you missed it, so far we've talked about the Normal Town Council and the She Said Project's new program in Bloomington Normal.
The McLean County Regional Planning Commission is starting a project to make Veterans Parkway safer for both drivers and pedestrians. They are currently accepting comments from the public and are specifically looking at expanding bike and pedestrian infrastructure, allowing for more accessible and environmentally friendly travel.
ISU held their annual Winterfest this past week, showcasing over 100 of the school's many registered student organizations. The event took place on Tuesday and Wednesday of this past week in the Brown Ballroom, hoping to show students ways to get involved on campus.
The ISU Planetarium is premiering its two new shows that will run for the rest of the semester. The first, which premiered yesterday, is titled Mars, the Ultimate Voyage. The second, which premieres tonight, is called Mysteries of the Brain and tells a story of neuroscience rather than astronomy. Regular showtimes are every week on Friday and Saturday.
Coming in late February, ISU will be hosting the Charles Ives Music Festival, celebrating 150 years since the birth of the famous American composer. The festival is planning to bring a number of free events around the university and Bloomington Normal, hoping to bring more awareness to Ives' work and life.
Despite a tight budget, Normal is continuing forward on its sustainability plan. They don't have the funds to hire a sustainability coordinator as originally planned, but still have ambitions to make Normal a more environmentally friendly place. The less costly parts of the initiative remain in motion, including expanding bike and pedestrian infrastructure and planting trees. ISU men's basketball fell to Bradley yesterday 57-61, bringing their record to 12-9. It's been a contentious season so far, with the team taking its fair share of both wins and losses, with a lot of close games. Their next game will be next Wednesday against Belmont.
The women's tennis team is playing again today, this time against Western Illinois. The team has been struggling a bit, having lost their past two games by a pretty significant margin, but they're hoping to turn that around in just a bit at 12:30 today.
The Bloomington Bison won another game yesterday, shutting out the Cincinnati Cyclones 3-0. 29 shots were made at goalkeeper Yavin Peretz, but all were deflected. Today, they continue their travel with a face-off against the Kalamazoo Wings, starting at 2 p.m. And, sorry, that is Yaniv Peretz, not Yavin.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Second Look. Today we looked at the new plans from the Normal Town Council, a new program from the She Said Project, and checked in on local sports. For Second Look, I'm Luke Biondi.
And I'm Joey Delahunty. You can listen to this episode or any of our previous ones on WZND.com under the podcast tab. And make sure to tune in next week for more in-depth reporting on Bloomington Normal.
This has been WZND's Second Look. Catch more WZND in-depth news every Sunday at noon with WZND's Bird's Eye View and Second Look. For more WZND news, find us online at WZND.com.